Well, one thing I've come to realize about myself is that I have an eclectic ear. I can listen to virtually every genre of music, from rock, classic, EDMs, rap, hardcore rap, drip, which I'm not a very, very big fan of. Then you have pop, Afro fusion, gospel. Ooh, I'm a big fan of gospel, by the way. But, you know, the reason why I made mention of that, you know, is know thyself. It's because a lot of times people find themselves in a wave, you know, following the crowd. Everyone is going left. So you know what? Let's just go left. Yes, sometimes when people, as a way, deviate from what society says is normal, you are seen as a deviant, miscreant of some sort. But ever so often, it's usually those who step aside from the crowd that usually pave better path, or let me say that, better, more interesting paths. Good morning. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Hello Port Harcourt. My name is Drew the Dude, and you are most welcome to another fun conversation time with us. Now, this morning, we're starting out inside Rivers, looking at transportation. Wait a minute. We talked about this a while ago. Somebody made a comment and a suggestion. Then, as always, we like to investigate, ask people around. And so it got us to where we are right now. Now, if you paid attention to the conversation yesterday, and when we made mention about Ogbakiri and how important and how loving they are towards, you know, their produce, talking about the groundnuts and yada, 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 there was something that was made mention, and that is transportation. That in Ogbakiri, for example, it's one way in and one way out. That's from Chuba. And very good enough, we had Chana Cheru join us, who said, well, if you go through, you know, the Wimpia area, you know, through the waterside, about 3 minutes or so, you know, take a boat. Yeah, but that place is now, is not where most people use to get to Ogbakiri. Everybody just goes through the Chuba area. All right, all well and good. But you see, the suggestion that was made months ago, this was even before the palliative buses were announced by the River State government. Months ago, you know, has led us to this point. Last week, I got to the market. I usually do markets maybe once a week or once every fortnight. And then I listened to some of the women. You know, when you're buying stuff, the women say, oh, madam, you know how much this basket be? They have 10,000 for a small basket of pepper. How much are you still carrying and come? And then it hit me that maybe this is what this fellow was making mention of. Ladies and gentlemen, we know that the River State Governor, that's Siminalayi Fubara, disclosed that the River State Government was going to roll out transportation palliative to cushion the high cost of transportation. Now, those buses, you have made comments, you are not happy. Some of you said, yes, we see the buses, but they don't come to other routes. It's just by one area, maybe, you know, some bus stops, but, you know, doesn't get towards, you know, Falga. It doesn't get beyond Falga, rather, and beyond Obiakpot. And they want the buses all around. I'm very sure, I'm not speaking for the governor or the government, I'm very sure it's a conversation that's being had. But this morning, my question is this: should the government provide or subsidize transportation for farmers in the rural areas? Because during that conversation, some people say, hey, look, everybody's talking about Port Harcourt. What about the people who live in that Aboah? What about the people who live, you know, in Chokocho, for example? What the people who are in LMA, you know, do they get palliative buses to bring them from those areas into town? And whilst we're on it, you know, the men and women who go to the farm to bring out your yams, your granuts and everything, they too are complaining about the cost of transportation. So the question is, which is preferable? Which do you think is actually a feasible line of action for the state government, as the River State Government, to tow? Is it for them to subsidize? I don't know how they're going to do that, but I'm sure they have a think tank group that probably come up with a solution. Or should there be, just the way you have buses available for people to take them from My One to education bus stop and yada yada yada, should there be buses or trucks or something that will help ferry the yams, the granuts, the whatever from Ogbakiri, for example, from Finima, from Abonima, from Buguma, you know, all the way in Eche, you know, where farmers can congregate and bring them down free of charge? That's the question. Which is a feasible alternative? Let's get to hear you and tell us your reasons why.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
As always, please do well, turn down the volume of your radio set, refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments, do not make inciting statements, and please, please do not make unsubstantiated and unverified claims. The numbers to call, 0817-923-0007. You can follow us on WhatsApp and also on social media, Facebook and on X at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. Let's have a conversation, shall we?
Stimulating and insightful conversations. Hello, Port Harcourt. 92.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Well, we have Godswill who's speaking to us from Rumomoy. Godswill, good morning to you, please. Hello.
Hello, Jude. Hello, Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, Godswill.
Good morning, Jude. Jude, about the transmission issue, I think since the government has a subsidy, it's biting us so badly. And that's the only way that the government can help us, because you think of these palliative buses, I don't think you get into everyone.
Mm-hmm. That's been,
that... And I think also that some other people will hijack it.
Well,
so let them just bring back the palliative subsidy rather.
Wait, hold on, Godswill, we're not dwelling on subsidy, but the question is, right, should the government, that's River State government in particular now, should they have provision for farmers so that they can bring their produce into town, and maybe that will help the prices, you know, reduce? Because, you know, the villages, those in the rural areas are saying, look, we're paying a little bit more. Like was mentioned the other time, some people say, look, yes, there are buses moving around Falga, Obiakpo, but what about the areas outside Falga and Obiakpo? And those areas, interestingly, are those places where a lot of the food produce, the gari, Ogoni gari, for example, you know, and the very famous, now popular, Opeke Resinia, you know, the granule from Obakiri, coming to town? How do they come and become cheaper if the cost of transporting them is still expensive? So the question is, yes, we know people would like to have buses and palliatives, you know, so that they can move from, Emoha, for example, coming to town, but of more importance, probably for the larger population, is the food produce. Maybe, just maybe, that's what the government should do. And my question is, which way is better? Palliative buses, or maybe just subsidized transportation for the farmers? Uche is in Rumekini. Uche, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Welcome.
Yeah. I like this program, and, you know, I just want to contribute based on the palliative buses.
Mm.
You know, Godfrey from Rumomoy almost said something that they hijacked it. But hijacking it, you can find out that those buses are helping the masses now. But the problem we are having about those buses is that those buses are not much. They only concentrated on the Port Harcourt side, like from the Lagos bus stop down to Rumokoro. They don't even exit Robopo. Then from Choba down to Maiwon. Just within that area. So to me, the government has, the River State government has done well. I will suggest that the farmers who are equally crying out, they should look for a way, like people from Emoa, they look for a way, like from Rumokoro down to Emoa, down to Isiopo, all those places as a part of Rivers State, Eche, all those places, they should give them the palliative buses so the farmers as well can see a means of conveying this food down to the masses in the city. So that is it.
Do you want it free or subsidized? Which do you think is going to be feasible?
Because already now the buses are free, but for it to be subsidized, the government knows it better. But to me, I would say they should provide more buses. Since they have the full subsidy buses, they should make it. They should enhance it more so that it can go around the whole river state, at least the motorable side. Because the people extended to the rural areas are not benefiting these subsidy buses, the palliative buses. They are not benefiting it. So you can see that the foodstuff coming all the way from MOA, they are still spending more. So I would advise that the River State government should enhance it by, you know, providing more of this. Those buses are there.
Okay. All right, Uche. Thank you very much. I don't know if they still have a lot more, you know, physical buses, but then again, you have to ask, you know, what's the best way to put them to use. Michael is in Borokiri. Let's say hello to Michael. Hello, Potako. Good morning, Michael.
Hello, Jews. Good morning.
Good morning, please.
Yeah, hello, Potako. Hello, River City. Yes. Jews, the truth is that we always talk about this case. Like, I see the people who people who live at the riverland side are not part of the state.
Oh yes, they are. That's why I said the rural areas.
Because we are the riverland area, dude. It's not easy. I was at Nembe water side this morning. See the number of persons boarding the various sources of transportation, the boats and the speed boats. It's not easy. The local boats. It's not easy. To transport this fish, you know now, if you are an German, you know, to bring those fishes down to Port Harcourt, Porewinkle, oysters, all those things, it's expensive.
Oysters.
So the government should bring those local boats and government boats.
Boats, yeah.
When I was a kid, there used to be a boat they call government boats. I don't know if you know of that. It flies Port Harcourt to Bonny, Port Harcourt to Brass, in Agua to Brass, like that.
Okay.
Big boats that carries local, it will help a lot.
All right, Michael says, even the rural areas, particularly the creeks, will need some form of palliatives, and these boats could come in handy. The question is, free or subsidized? Let's get back after the break.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is Nigeria's number one talk radio station, Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info. We are back.
Yes, we are back. 28 minutes gone past the hour. If you're in River State, you probably have had people make comments about the challenges of moving things from the rural areas where the farms are, where both the land farms and also the aquatic farms. Yes, there are. You'd be surprised. A lot of you are used to having, you know, your regular catfish maybe at the back of your house or somewhere within the city. But you'd be surprised that there are a few aquatic farms outside Port Harcourt main city. And these individuals are also complaining about the challenges that they have to get, you know, they have to go through to bring their produce into the city so that they can be sold and people can have a great time with their pepper soup and whatnot. But it's not just them alone, even poultry farmers. Now, there's a murky area when it comes to many of these produce, talking about poultry and fishing, because the pricing keeps on getting higher whenever you hear, oh, this thing has been affected, that thing has been affected. I met someone, and we have a conversation about them, who says that many of these farmers are greedy and very unfair. They are taking undue advantage of the various prevailing circumstances, you know, particularly those who are in the poultry and also in the fish, particularly catfish rearing business. But that's a separate conversation for another day. However, one thing is clear. If it took 250 naira to get from Abua maybe last year or so, these days it's getting up to 1,000 plus just to move from Abua down to Port Harcourt. Now you have several factors for this. Apart from the increase in the cost of petrol, you also have bad roads, and so for those places that the roads are not very great, they tend to charge more. Now there are palliative buses for those who are resident within Port Harcourt Central itself, talking about Falga and parts of Obiakpo, all well and good. But there are other rivers in indigenous and residents who are in other places beyond Falga and Obiakpo, and many of these people are farmers. So the question is, should these buses, should whatever scheme that the government has been able to enforce literally in the past 3 months, should they be moved away from there, or maybe shed? Let's not say move, because if you move them away, that means nobody here, the children will not be going to school. You know, those who work in the government say, oh, it's still expensive. But no, maybe a division. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't have, you know, the logistics from the Commission of Transport. But these are the thoughts of people on the ground. And they are saying, all well and good. You know, there are palliative buses around to move people within Port Harcourt, but foodstuff in particular, emphasis on farmers in particular, they're saying, look, we shouldn't neglect them. We should get something for them so that our gari, our yam, our oil, our perinku, in sum, all of those things can be at an affordable price. Chibueze is on the line and he's speaking to us from Ogbogoro. Chibueze, good morning to you, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling from Obukuro.
Yes, go on, please.
Please, I like this perspective of subsidizing issue of transportation, but I think the best way to do it there, if it is a coastal bus, or should I say a luxurious bus, normally they used to come over passing India one, but of course, it wouldn't be nice. This is food item. I would suggest they have something like a trailer or something like that can contain goods. It's not fit to turn to become something workers and everybody will enter. Just mainly on goods only.
Goods only. All right. That's not a bad idea, Chibueze. That's not a bad idea. Thank you very much. So it has to be specific. Targeting marketers, farmers, so they know that this truck is only carrying food items, plantains and all the whatnot. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back.
Stimulating and insightful conversations. Hello, Port Harcourt. 92.3 Nigeria United. Let's talk.
We have Hector, who's in Ogbogoro as well. Hector, good morning to you, please. Good morning.
Yes, talking about palliative transportation system for farmers. The government did well by providing transportation means for those in the rural areas, Port Harcourt, the city. But it now seems that those in the city are more important than the people who live or reside and run businesses in the rural areas. And we should know that the food we eat, the fish we eat, are coming from the rural areas.
Yes.
So I appeal to the government to also concentrate and bring transportation aid to those in the rural areas. The rural areas, let's talk about the riverine areas. Do you know that 80 to 90% of the fish and the food, seafoods we consume comes from the riverine areas.
Yes.
And the riverine areas, when we talk about the riverine areas, not the creeks and the sea rivers we have within Port Harcourt houses, the interior areas, like Kazi, the Mile areas, the Kokokiri.
Yes.
There are a lot of communities on Yorokoto, they hand on the houses. Then when you go to Boni, there is a place they call River 7, Amare area. These are the areas that the fish 80 to 90% of the seafoods we consume in Port Harcourt comes from. And the water transport is more expensive
for them
compared to the upland transportation.
Hector, thank you very much. Osaro is in Rumo Lumini. We have Godswill waiting for us on in Rumigbo. Osaro, let's hear from you, please.
Yes, good morning, June.
Good morning. Thank you for your patience, please.
Okay, now this subsidy or what they call it, if it is not done with focus for sustainability, then it is not going to be realistic. Especially, this thing should be done in a way that it will generate money to sustain itself. If not, I don't see it working. Because if you go to the rural areas and buses are provided, people are employed under the Ministry of Transportation or the Commission of Transportation, and they are working for the government, and people are paying subsidized price for this.
Fine.
You see that money comes into the system, and the system will be sustained. But if we were just talking of palliative, like it wouldn't work. It wouldn't reach the masses. It wouldn't go down because the program is not sustained by itself.
Yes.
It will definitely die. So government should be more proactive and should have more vision to make things work. Employ people to be in these places. Let the ministry that is in charge of transportation go about this thing. It's not just providing coastal or luxurious buses in the city.
Mm.
But let them go down and get people employed. The system should work. Otherwise, it is just politics.
Thank you very much. Gospel, let's hear from you. Gospel,
good morning.
Rather. Thank you for your patience, Gospel, please. Thank you very much.
Jude, is Gospel.
Yes,
Jude,
thank you.
I think the same way the government, the Rivers State government, has generated RSU from ASU, the same way they can also help these farmers. See, for example, the local government chairman can decide to bring a palliative bus that will help, like as someone said, a lorry. Yes, on Tuesday, so those people that want to go to market come to this place by so time. They will convey them to the market. These are little prices the local government chairman could pay with his money. Look for a lorry every Tuesday, 6 a.m. Come to this place and come and enter, but carry your farm produce and go. These are little prizes our leaders could make for us. Since the Abua we are talking about, they have very good groundnuts and gari and etc. Their local government chairman can decide to help them and take them out. The same way our government could even help us export our produce.
Okay.
I just think the government should just get themselves involved. Any person that comes into government should be ready to serve.
Gospel,
life will be very easy for us.
Thank you very much. Gospel even talked about exporting, not just bringing in from the exporting. Zion is in GRA. We have our other Christian in our other waiting. Zion, good morning to you, please.
Whenever we give you some certain ideas that are worth billions, you call it utopian. You see this rice they are sharing everywhere. That is true that they are clueless. You would have converted that money into transportation. Because that is where this so-called fuel subsidy is going to affect. Nothing more. We can stay in our houses without power till the daybreak. But the major thing is the next morning, let us go to our workplace. Do you know if we have littered Port Harcourt, River State, with vehicles that can transport people to hold people inside to my one park where their businesses are constituted with 100 naira. Port Harcourt have been very busy. And automatically, we have a 24-hour economy go and check every economy that is booming globally. Number one factor is transportation. If these vehicles will be available to take market women from Port Harcourt to Zalama in Bayelsa State to go and bring food, raw materials down to Port Harcourt for immediate distribution, we would have solved this issue of palliative. Jude, even you would have your own contractors. We are talking about, there's no way to preserve these materials. Nigeria, we are ready to eat 24 hours. You don't need any preservation or preservatives.
Okay.
Do you know in Zarama right now, Gari is wasting, Nav is wasting, Zeto is wasting.
We have to go. We have Christian waiting and also Walter and Rupaku. Christian, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Mr. Keith.
Thank you for your patience. Walter, please stand by.
Yeah.
Go on.
The solution to that problem is the government. These people can be able to come down. People, the transporters, will go inside there and bring the price of But if you tell me government is provide buses, palliative this one, palliative that one, they will criticize it. And it will not reach everywhere. It will not reach some villages. The federal government is not, they do not support us. You know, they do not support us. Let the federal government to work on that well. Let the fuel come down. When the fuel comes down, then the transportation will come down. Some of those guys can go and bring those to the cheaper rate of transport. Thank you.
What's a Rukmoku? Oh, there. Oh, there. All right, sorry about that. Please call us if you can. Let's get messages now. WhatsApp 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. All right, that's for WhatsApp and Telegram. Please don't call the WhatsApp number. Some of you have been calling that number. Please don't call the WhatsApp number. Good morning, Jude. I can't believe that we've gotten to this point where it seems as though the people are always advising the government on what to do. This shouldn't be very difficult. Following a few weeks since the palliative buses began, it should have been very obvious that people who live outside Port Harcourt need to also have some measure of palliative so that they can come to work and business in the main city. It's not enough to just answer governor or commissioner. People need to work harder. It's a very simple thing to do. Yet, people who are on the receiving end seem not to be able to catch on the drift. Why, Jude? Your guess is as good as mine. Chibueze is speaking to us from Ogogoro. Chibueze, good morning to you, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please, I was talking before you, I believe, for something was very bad.
Go on, please.
Okay, please, let me proceed. I said something, I had someone say something about the local government chief manager. If this thing is solely on governor for the state government, it would be very hard. Because everybody is now suggesting that this subsidy, the transportation will be transported to the city in the Port Harcourt. So forgetting that some people who are in the different area will move to Port Harcourt, to Bayelsa. Some people from the GM want to move their own to the city.
True.
Why
true.
Some people will still want to come to Port Harcourt.
True, very true.
So I will suggest that this thing is solely on local government chairman. Let them manage that and they should subsidize it. They shouldn't be free. If it's something that they will charge the transportation to 1,000, they can make it 500. Make it easier for them, but let it not be free. But it should be solely on the local government chairman because they will be the best to know the routes where these perishable goods will want to be transported to and the desired people. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. It should be subsidized, not entirely free. That's what Chibueze says. That it's not a bad idea, but look, what if someone wants to take his produce to Imo State? Is the River State government going to be responsible for that? That's a fantastic point. Can't even deny that. It makes a lot of sense. Totally does. Facebook and X, that's Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you'll find us, at Nigeria Info PH. All right? That's where you find us on Facebook and on X. That's Twitter. right? At Nigeria Info PH. Now, on Facebook, Divine Promises, yes, the government should do so. The government should provide palliative buses or maybe subsidized transportation, you know, for farmers in the rural areas. It's, you know, like the other message I read, it seems very clear. It shouldn't be too difficult, right? So how come it's not being done? Now, should it come to the local government chairman? Maybe that's one thing that can be done. But this is my own thoughts. What about the market groups, the associations? We know that these women and these men at the various markets pay levies every day. Almost every time I go to the market, somebody's calling to collect 200 naira or 300 naira or 500, whatever it is, right? So wouldn't it be fair for all the money they've been collecting in the past 1 year or 6 months or whatever? I say, okay, you know what? Let us use some of this money. Like someone said, let us get a vehicle. Since all of you bring your produce from the village or from one place, we'll pay the transport, right? From the monies we've been collecting, so that your rice and your garri can come down, so that more people can come and buy. Chukuma is speaking to us from our other west. Miriam's in Okrika waiting. Chukuma, let's hear from you, please.
Good morning. As a government, they have done their own part. It's not satisfying.
True.
The federal government will provide a policy that should satisfy everybody. And one thing is that if a government have a mandate to do something, they should do it clearly. They should do it with one mind and then do it clearly so that everybody will know that they have done something. Allow the resident to be begging.
All right, Chukuma. Well, it's not just the federal government, because at the end of the day, the local government and the people, the bits involved with the people directly. Miriam is in Okrika. Miriam, good morning to you, please.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for your patience, please.
Whenever I hear this word palliative, I don't know, it makes me feel as if I'm a beggar or I'm a refugee or...
Oh, dear.
I don't know how I feel whenever I hear it, but this is the situation we find ourselves. We have to move on with it. And this palliative bus, Jude, I entered it once when I was going to my village. And the last bus stop of this bus going towards the limit is a limit junction.
Okay.
And it doesn't go beyond it. Okay. Now, Jude, the road from a limit junction ahead is something... You can't write anything. You can't even talk about it, not to even talk commenting about it. But Jude, the road is something that bus that I entered cannot pass that road. So if they want to do bring out buses for farmers, it has to be a different set of bus. Maybe this trailer, baby trailers, okay. These ones at the back are open that they used to bring
sand
cows and yams from the north. And I think the state government can do that too. And these bosses do, trust me, they cannot even go into the farms directly where these farmers bring out their produce. And therefore, there has to be another bus that conveys them directly from the farm out to the roads where these bosses will be waiting for them. I don't know if the state government can be able to do that, but I know they can. Now, Jude, there is another money that we are expecting that the federal government gave out to all states, some billions, and they say they're even about to give them another set of the money. If they can use part of that money to help farmers, to give farmers direct palliative to farmers. And then one of your callers talk about a government boat. Jude, I saw that government boat. This government boat, Jude, they will not be at the jetty. Now, you see that farmers They need this. They can't use that government boat to farm for fishing. And okay, if farmers can, these livestock farmers, fishermen can just can get the fishes from the river and get to the various jetties. These jetties can take them to the to Port Harcourt. Let's say from my village to Port Harcourt.
Okay.
Now from Port Harcourt get to Mani Bay. They need buses. They need cars. Maybe taxis. So take them to the market. So, dude, I don't know. It's going to be a long way down. I don't know if the government can achieve that, but I think they can try.
I believe
they can do it. I think they can do something. Thank you, dude.
All right. Thank you very much. At least they can try. All right. That's what Mira is saying. It's not impossible. They can try. 0179230003. 0817923000 0817923000 These are numbers. Please, when you call in, just drop your name and your location, and then the call screener will channel your line to where we are in the studio. All right, let's get to WhatsApp now and read some comments. 0809 030 6416 0809 030 6416 That's where you find us on WhatsApp and Telegram. Please do not call that number, please. Good morning, Jude. I think the buses should also get to the rural areas, particularly in this conversation of farmers. I don't know if they can go to where the farms are, but if they can meet a central point, and every local government area has a council, if the farmers can congregate at these councils, the bus or buses can take these farmers from their point into Port Harcourt so that they can sell their wares. That way, it's a bit cheaper for those of us in the city. All right. Thank you very much. That is from Kelvin. Kelvin says, all they need to do is meet at a central point. It's not a bad idea, Kelvin. I agree. It's not a bad idea. Meet at the central point. There is a local government council. Maybe there is a video. Excuse me, I said video. there is a village square. You know, a palace or something traditional, somewhere that everybody can, you know, come and wait for the bus, and then boom, you move on. Ida is speaking to us from Nkoro. Good morning to you.
Yeah, my brother, Jude, thank you very much for this topic. Yes, the federal government and the state government, just like what my sister Miriam said from Africa. Yes, she's right. And I've heard that our big boss cannot get to that road. They said they want that East West road. But instead, now have this cycle township. Hope they are probably where they are trying for the palliative board. Let them provide for these farmers so that these farmers can be able to feed. All those who are going for fishing so that can bring you to, just like Miriam said, that they can be able to come and sell their fishing cycles. Federal government and state government. The money they want to release now, let them release it for the farmers. Please, that's our oil will finish you. So that we'll go through farm again. Because food is very important before you go and three lawyers. You must eat before you go and three lawyers. So they should support the farmers. Thank you very much. God bless you. That's from Nkoro.
So, food is important. So that should be the main priority. It should not be. It should not be, you know, trivialized. All right, great. But there are lots of factors here. I have to admit, some of you have raised some very fantastic points here. The point of sale for these traders is important. Not everybody who's farming in Aboa, for example, wants to sell their stuff in Port Harcourt. Some people may already have customers as far away as Owerri, who are probably waiting. Ah, when your cassava don't match up, bring her, come this side, make we sell. You know, it's the same way some of you have friends and families, you know, in Jos, for example, and you tell them, when it's time, bring in the yams, you know, from Jos. You know, is it the just government that's going to, you know, sponsor the trip down? No. Which makes sense. You know, what I said earlier, that, look, maybe it's time these market unions that collect 200, 500 naira from the market women every day. Maybe it's time people start to put pressure on these people and say, okay, market chairman, how much you collect that year? You don't reach Oyana, we'll bring like 200K. No, you stay ahead. All of us will wait. We'll meet for Chuba Junction. The bus will carry us. Because what are these levies used for in any case? Two biggest crimes. I'll probably say the biggest crime, right, in this country has to do with indirect taxation levies by transport workers for over 2 decades. Because in all honesty, we've not been able to find, at least from my own research, a credible bank balance, a book, a registry of some sort. What exactly is the money being used for? Biggest question. Well, my name is Jude. As always, thank you for joining us in our conversations.